Biology 1, Revision Part 6. Waste materials from plants and animals. Decay processes. Living things remove material from the environment for growth and other processes. These materials are returned to the environment either in waste materials or when the living things die and decay. Materials decay because they are broken down, digested, by microorganisms. Microorganisms are more active and digest material faster in warm, moist, aerobic conditions. In a practical example, if you want your compost to compost the fastest, you must make sure that it is warm, although they will generate their own heat, that there is plenty of oxygen there, so aerobic conditions, and that's done by stirring, and it's not too wet, but there is some moisture in there. So the composting bins you see on sale tend to have holes in to let air in, can often be black, so they absorb more of the sun's heat to warm them up, but the moisture is down to you keeping an eye on it. But they have lids on so they don't get too wet. It's not wet conditions, it's moist conditions. The decay process releases substances that plants need to grow. In a stable community, the processes that remove materials are balanced by the processes to return the materials. The materials are constantly cycled. So, in the natural environment of a woodland, for example, the trees get their nutrients from the soil, but return some of those nutrients every winter when the leaves fall and they decay, returning those nutrients to the soil. The carbon cycle. The constant cycling of carbon is called the carbon cycle. There is no new carbon on planet Earth than there was at the age of the dinosaurs. So the carbon in you may have been in a Tyrannosaurus Rex. In the carbon cycle, carbon dioxide is removed from the environment by green plants and algae for photosynthesis. So that's taking it from the atmosphere. The carbon from the carbon dioxide is used to make carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, which make up the body of the plants and algae. When green plants and algae respire, some of this carbon becomes carbon dioxide and is released back into the atmosphere. When green plants and algae are eaten by animals, and these animals are eaten by other animals, some of the carbon becomes part of the fats and proteins that make up their bodies. When animals respire, some of this carbon becomes carbon dioxide and is released into the atmosphere. When plants, algae, and animals die, some animals and microorganisms feed on their bodies. Carbon is released into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide when these organisms respire. By the time the microorganisms and detritus feeders have broken down the waste products and dead bodies of organisms in ecosystems, and cycle the materials as plant nutrients, all of the energy originally absorbed by the green plants and the algae has been transferred. Combustion of wood and fossil fuels releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. How many things respire in the carbon cycle?
Plants, animals, and microorganisms.
Excellent. How many ways is carbon dioxide removed from the atmosphere?
Only one way, through plants doing photosynthesis.
How is carbon passed from plant to animal?
Through digestion.
Eating.
Food.